Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Adrian Ott, O-T-T, Adrian Ott is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO of Exponential Edge Incorporated, the author of the book, 24-Hour Customer, as well as many other books, including the new one called Exponential Influence, Designing Digital Habits That Engage Distracted Customers. Boy, Adrian, they sure are distracted these days, aren't they, customers?
Oh, they sure are.
there's so much noise. There's so many places for them to, you know, never mind the traditional media, but all the new stuff. And I mean, how often is your phone not in your hand? And if your phone's in your hand and it's on, there's some kind of a distraction coming up there. You can't even check the weather without getting a marketing blast, right?
Well, absolutely, and this is some of the these are some of the techniques, though. I mean, this urge to check our phone and have our phone with us.
Those are digital habits, aren't they?
They are digital habits, and it, what's really interesting is some of the triggers that I talk about in my book are actually all part of why we keep our phones. I mean, you've heard of FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. That is an emotional motivation, I mean, that comes out of the book. I mean, I have several triggers, and that is one of the triggers that cause us to continually check our phone. We're afraid of missing out of communications from our friends, communications from work, things like that. And I think that's why some people even sleep with their phones.
I don't sleep. I keep mine in the other room when I go to bed. I don't want it going off. So anyway, but all right, so help us. Now, you in the previous segment, you were talking about some of the things that the big companies are doing to break through and to not only, you're saying they're not only observing and tracking customer habits, they're actually creating habits by the way that they reach out to them, right? Is that creating an expectation from them? Like, if it's Wednesday, I must be getting an email from this company, or what does it mean?
Actually, I think what they're triggering into is not so much a specific time, but they're triggering into several emotions or things that are relevant to the customer, your moment of relevance as you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And what I think is really interesting, as I found in my research, is this moment of relevance is you have to start thinking about the customer demographics when you are approaching them. So it may not be Wednesday at 7, but it may be, gee, when I'm going to reach out, and these are techniques, by the way, that small businesses should be using. I use large businesses as an example because everybody can understand it better. But it's reaching out when people are open and willing to have your message, or if you are hitting them at a tough time, you're going to hit the proper demographics. If they're in the middle of the workday, if they're on a deadline, it's going to be difficult to get your message.
I send my newsletter late Sunday afternoon, and I always have, because I believe that from a demographic standpoint, that's when small business owners, they've already kind of shut down the weekend. They're starting to think about what they got to do first thing Monday morning. And if I send it any other time during the week, it's going to get caught up in the middle of everything else that's going on. That's what I've done for 15 years. What do you think?
That is really smart, Jim. And, it's actually brilliant, because studies have actually found that when you send on the weekend, it's a better time to catch business people for that very reason,
right?
Because they are a little more relaxed. They're not so crazy.
But you also have to test it. I mean, people have told me this. So you have to test that, right? I mean, that's, if it doesn't work, you got to do something else.
Well, every business is a little bit different. I mean, if you are selling to retailers, their busy time might be on the weekends, right? So, but the one of the things that's interesting is a lot of the large businesses, when they send out their communications, and this is where a small business has an advantage, a lot of the large businesses tend to send their communications during the week, and because they operate Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can hit them on the weekend, and this is what's small businesses can really get in and have a flexible and unique advantage because you can control that.
Is the kind of message important for these digital habits? I mean, do you think people should it be a call to action type of an ad message, or should it be a content marketing message? What do you think what's in the message that you're sending them? Is that part of the habit?
Well, I have five triggers that we've talked about on the show before, and actually I reemphasize in the book. They're the five P's that you should be hitting one of those triggers, and you should mix it up. I mean, one of the big revelations that I had about digital habits is that repetition forms traditional habits. Repetition kills digital habits. And let me give you an example.
Say that again. Say that again.
Repetition forms traditional habits.
Right.
As you know.
Right.
Repetition breaks digital habits.
So repetition in the digital world is not as good.
Well, yeah. For example, Jim, if you sent that email, that same email out every day for a week, what would happen to your subscriber base?
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you need to mix it up. And so thinking about different channels.
But you do need to be, if you're going to be part of their habits, you need to be dependable too, right? And in other words, they expect it every week, let's say.
Yeah, well, actually, sometimes it really depends on your business, and it depends on the expectation of the customer,
right?
And what you've built with them.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Adrian. We're going to take a quick break. Give us the website, please.
ExponentialInfluence.com.
So check that out, folks. That's the title of the new book, Quick Break, Tintel. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.